Brought to you by Ladybird.
Words with Peter and Jane. 8A. Granny's Birthday. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Shari Last. Illustrated by Flora Aragni. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Masali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2023. It was the weekend. Peter was at Pippa's farm with Jane.
Pippa! Your farm is the best,
he said.
There are so many animals to look after.
Pippa helped her mum and dad on the farm every day. And Peter and Jane liked to help Pippa. Pippa had a surprise for Peter and Jane.
Look,
said Pippa.
We have 3 horses now.
Peter and Jane had been to Pippa's farm before. They knew all the animals on the farm, and now there was one more.
Hello. I am glad you live here now,
Jane said to the horse.
This is a good surprise,
said Peter. The horses started running when they saw the children.
The horses know we have something for them,
Jane said. The children gave some fruit to the horses. The big horse wanted his fruit first.
We can go and see the sheep now,
said Pippa.
They are round here.
Peter and Jane saw so many sheep.
Look, some baby sheep,
said Peter.
They're very sweet.
How many baby sheep have been born so far this year, Pippa?
Asked Jane.
3,
said Pippa.
Can we find the cows next?
Said Jane.
Yes, if you like,
said Pippa.
They are round here. The cows smell very bad,
said Peter.
They have been in the mud,
said Pippa.
My dad will clean the mud away next.
Look, there's a baby cow,
said Jane. It was time to go.
Today was fun, Pippa,
said Peter.
I liked the baby sheep the best.
Yes, thank you, Pippa,
said Jane.
We had a very good time. Next time, you must come and play in our garden.
Thank you,
said Pippa.
I will come round to your house next time and see the rabbits.
at home, it was time to help Mum and Dad with the gardening. Peter and Jane put on some old clothes. In the garden, Jane was surprised when her friend Will said,
"Jane!"
Will was in his garden with his sister Amber.
"Can you and Peter come round and play?"
asked Will.
"Yes! Come and play in our garden!"
said Amber. Peter and Jane played football in Will and Amber's garden. Will and Amber's baby sister, Maya, sat next to the door.
"I am going to draw a picture,"
she said to Jane.
"You are good at drawing, Maya," said Jane.
"I am drawing our cat and our rabbits,"
Maya said. After the game of football, Will and Amber's mum, Cass, gave the children water to drink.
"Thank you,"
said the older children.
"Thank you, Mum,"
said Maya.
"Maya is a very good baby,"
said Jane.
"I am not a baby,"
said Maya.
"I am 3 years old. My doll is a baby."
"Oh, playing football in the hot sun is hard work,"
said Will.
"Let's go in the little pool next."
They filled a round pool in the garden with water. The children splashed in the pool in their clothes. Soon, they had cooled down again.
"I like splishing and splashing in the pool,"
Maya said.
"It's good living next door to you,"
Peter said to Amber.
"We can play football in your garden and jump in your pool. Next time, can you come round to our garden? You can play in our little pool."
"Yes,"
said Amber.
"I like your garden because you have a tree house. Let's find a game to play in your garden next time."
The next day was Granny's birthday.
"Surprise!"
said Peter and Jane when they saw Granny.
"Today is your birthday!"
Granny was very pleased to see them all, and so was Grandad.
"This is a good birthday surprise,"
said Granny. Peter gave Granny a gift for her birthday.
"Thank you, Peter,"
said Granny.
"But I am a bit old for birthdays. I have had so many of them."
"But you must have gifts, Granny,"
said Peter.
"We have 3 birthday gifts for you, Granny,"
said Jane.
"This one is from me."
Next, Mum and Dad gave Granny a gift. Grandad had a game for Peter and Jane.
Look at this. I have been drawing a map for you,
Grandad said.
You must find three surprises in the garden.
Grandad gave Peter and Jane the map.
Find the first surprise,
he said.
After that, find the next one.
I will be very glad if we find the surprises,
said Peter. After looking at the map, Peter and Jane walked round the garden. They saw many pots and a very old bench on the map.
Here are the pots,
said Jane. She looked in every pot.
It's the first surprise,
Jane said.
A toy car,
said Peter.
It looks very old. Grandad must have played with it when he was a boy. Where will we find the next one?
Asked Jane. Peter looked at the map.
If we go round here,
he said,
we will find the next surprise.
They walked round the shed. A box was sitting near the very old bench.
It's a football,
said Jane.
First a toy car, and now a football. What surprise will we find next?
Asked Peter. The children walked round a big tree and saw a very little door.
The surprise is here,
said Peter.
I have not seen a door like this before,
said Jane.
Who lives here?
Said Peter. Peter pulled the door, and the children had a very big surprise.
Look!
Said Peter.
Three toy animals live here. They have little party hats on. It's a very little birthday party,
said Jane. Grandad was pleased that the children liked his surprise. He had been making the little door and the very little birthday party for many weeks. Next, the children worked very hard to make birthday cards for Granny.
I am drawing the very little door in the tree,
said Peter.
I am drawing the three toy animals at the very little birthday party,
said Jane. Granny liked her birthday cards. She gave the children a hug.
When you go home, I will look at them every day,
she said.
It's time to go, children,
said Mum,
before it gets dark.
Thank you, Granny and Grandad,
said the children.
Can we have a party for Granny every weekend?
Asked Peter.
Yes, please,
said Granny.
And can we see the little door
when we come next time?
Asked Jane.
Yes,
said Grandad.
Every time you come here, your little door will be waiting.
At home, Mum and Dad gave the children some tea.
That was the best weekend,
said Jane.
Because we spent time with so many friends.
It was very good,
said Peter.
I liked it because I saw baby animals at the farm.
I liked it when Grandad gave us a map to find three surprises,
said Jane.
It's time for bed now,
said Dad. Peter and Jane picked up all their clothes, toys, footballs and drawings, and they put everything away.
Next year, for Granny's birthday party, I will draw her a card again,
said Peter.
And I will give Grandad a surprise for his next birthday,
said Jane.
I will make a little key for the little door.
Can we read a book before we go to sleep?
Peter asked Mum.
Yes,
said Mum.
Let's read it in Jane's bed today.
Granny gave me this book when it was my birthday,
said Peter. Mum read the book to Peter and Jane, and very soon the children fell asleep.